Daf Mem Aleph Amid Aleph. Before we see the Gemara further, let us just see four Taisus in Ubo Zaev Vitoraf. So Taisus has a problem, Lachaira, that is not an onus. So Taisus says, Bishas Mishlacha Zaevim. Rabbi Yehudi, Dama Zev Echod Oines, Peper Kape Alam. It seems as a man when there's a Mishlachas of Zevim, then one Zev is also very dangerous and it's an onus. The Gemara asked the Kashe, why is he Chayev Oshaklino? He returned it. Rabbi Shmuel Porich, Dama Levin and Das Pailam Keperish Chashi. The Gemara asked the Kasha, Holoi Moshcha, how could he be Chayev al Shlicha Shad? He didn't make a Meshicha. The Av al Gav Dohidon Olei, even though the Makloi V'Talmiloi is on the Tzoyin, and he's using the Tzoyin, Loi Kaime B'Shusei L'Ischayev Ba'onzim Atche Yimshech. He's only chayev ba'onzim when he's moishach the pikot. Kidi omar b'mas nisin, a mishnah further, hita sachovis v'notom en arviyis, en echayev o'demay arviyis. He's only chayev arviyis, given the law higbiya sachovis. That means in order to be chayev on the whole pikot, you have to make a maise kinyin. A menas l'chasa, you want m'chasa, you want m'chasa. That's the shayla of shlicha shatzricha chesorim. But you have to make a ma'isa kinyin. Umishani sheiniach ma'kole v'tamilo yaleh kol kach v'choizek. He put it down with such force at sherotzos olofonov. So there was a kinyin meshicha. Deike nami diktoni shehi kisha. It says he kisha, so that's a raya that he was makhish. So, Be'etzem, there's two Lashaynis in the Ritve, and Be'etzem, there's a Machlekes, Rashi and Taisvis. The Gemara is Medayik from the Lashon of Rav. Rav said, Hikisha be'makel. So Rashi learned Pshat, why did he mention makel? Because, so the makel is the make chazokehi, that he why did he say Hikisha? But Makel is telling us there was a Makel Chazoke, and he was Makrish the Behemoth with the Hako. Taisvis learned the Rayas from Mosifim Taisvis Klal like that. Rayas, since it said Vehikisha, not the word, not the Rayas from Makel, Vehikisha. Vehikisha is the Raya Vehikisha. Vim Taima will explain Taisus soon. Vim Taima, so Taisus says, so you're telling me Vikisha is Gematria Vikisha. Says, Vikisha, that means Vikisha. That means he gave it a good zet. But Perikame Dikdushin Tanyem, Oishi, the Gemara says, how are you Kaina Behema with Meshiche? Oishi Kisha Bimakal Varotza Salafonov, the Ikri Meshiche. Lehavi Akrosha, they're talking about a Yekaina Behema. Yekaina Behema with Mashiach, so it says, Hikisha B'makel. So the Hikisha B'makel means he gave it to us. He wants to be kind of the Behema, he doesn't want to make Shvach the Behema. So Fakel, so there, Hikisha means he hit it. That's how you convince the Behema to be Rots Lefonov. But it does not necessarily mean Vikrisha. So that's the Swiss Kash. The Shloima, so Taisvah says like this, a very interesting tarot. The Hosam, the Adam, Nochi, Lokho. They're speaking about a person wants to purchase a behemoth. Now, how could you be, you're kind of behemoth with Mashiach? There's different than finding Mashiach. Koyre la vehibo. That's called Mashiach. I called the behemoth. The behemoth should come. The behemoth comes. That's called Mashiach. So the Adam Nochi Loka, they're speaking about that a strange person purchased it. Ve'eino Maki Rosoi B'diburoi. The behemoth does not recognize, he calls Betsy come. Good, gets read for 9 months. It doesn't, the Eino Maki Rosoi B'diburoi. So how can you convince the behemoth to start going? You'll talk to the behemoth, you'll get blue in the face, but it won't go. Shaykh le misne ikisha. So that's a kind of a mashiach. You're a strange person. The only way you can make the behemoth laloich because of him, that's ikisha. So that's very good. It says makisha. Here we're speaking about a roya. Shabayma makirosa. The behemoth is makir. He was the roya the whole time. V'ozlo machmas diburoi. Why did it say Kisha? Why did it say Kisha? He wants the behemoth to go. So let it say Kochalo. So Kochach, here it says Ikisha, Ikrisha. So Tosfos learns that Koch is from Ikisha. Bekitzer, we started off a sugya. We have a machloikis, Rav and Levi, if shlichis yad tzricha chesoren, and nochamol, what's the taich? According to one man, the yoma, if you pick it up, al menas lechasro, even though you want machasr it, as yet, you call the shlich yad yechai ba'onsim on the whole pickup. And if you hold shlichis yad tzricha chesoren, you have to make a maise kinyan, and you have to be machasr it. That's the tight shlichis yad tzricha chesoren, and that we have as a machlekes Rav and Levi. Agav ulche, I'd just like to mention two ha'oras from the Chazon Ish. One ha'ora, the Chazon Ish is ma'ira. This din, if you hold shlichis yad tzricha chesoren, so we need, there are two factors. Make a ma'ase kinyan and be machasa. So the Chazon Ish clears. Do you have to be machasarit together with the Maise Kinyan? That means I'm picking it up and to be mechaserit, and while I'm picking it up, that means I have a jug of wine. I want to take out a revius of wine. More than that, I don't want to take out. So I pick up the jug to pour out a revius. So the Maise Kinyan is the hakbor, and in the midst of the hakbor, I'm mechaser. So that's the taich shlichis yad tzricha chesoren. You have a Maisa Kinyan with a Chesoron. But not better, the Maisa Kinyan, the Chesoron came through the Maisa Kinyan. That means I'm picking it up to be Mechaser it. So the Maisa Kinyan is the Aschola of the Chesoron. I'm picking it up to be Mechaser. Klausa Chazainish, but what will be if I pick it up, I want to be Mechaser it, I put it down again. I didn't change it. I'm not returning it. I want to be mechaser. I put it down, and now I mechaser it. Is that, does the hagbor in the chesor, and even though they're not simultaneous, that's also good? You just need, you need a maisekin, you need a chesor. Well, no, this is a sophic from the Chazon Ish. Because the first way would be more mistaver. So because I'm kind of to be mechaser achelik. That is more mestava. Now, if I'm not mistaken, the Chazon Ish is also ma'ira, that our Gemara said that Rav holds shlichis yad tzricha chesoren, so I gave it a zetz, which was a good zetz, which was makrish to beime, and it started going. So here, l'chayre, the ma'ase kinyan was after the chesoren. Because the chesoron was, I gave it a good zet, that was the chesoron, now it starts going. And somehow it's also good. So that we say, or together with the maisekinyan, the pula that is creating the maisekinyan is creating a chesoron. Al kaponim, this is the machloikis. So now the Gemara says, so now we were mechiyach that Rav says ikisha b'makel. So, Ikisha b'makel means Ikisha b'makel. So, Rav holds shlichis yad tzricha chesoron. Umide Rav sova shlichis yad tzricha chesoron. Is Levi sova shlichis yad ein tzricha chesoron. He said, Machlekes Rav and Levi. So, Levi holds shlichis yad ein tzricha chesoron. My time is the Levi. What is the time of Levi? So that's the Meir, the Mephoshim say, what's this, my time of the Levi? Because the taich of Shlichas Yad means to be Mechaserit. I'm being Sheleich Yad Bimelech Esrayeh. That means I'm doing a pull to be Mechaserit. So the past this is, I was machasered already. That's how we shall have yad bepekod. So that means I was machasered. Levi said a chiddush that if I lifted it up to be mechaser, that's also, I'm also chayiv. And that is sufficient even though there was no chesorim bepoil. My time at the Levi. Amar Rabbi Yochanan mishum Rabbi Yosi ben Oiroi, mishun eshliches yad amura b'shem el socho, mishliches yad amura b'shem echinam. That it says twice, by Shemrim Shliches Yad. It says Hashem Echinim Shliches Yad, V'Sholach Yodim Umlechus Chayeyu, and it says by Shem Esoch Shliches Yad. So Rabbi Yosi ben Oiroi said that the Shliches Yad that it says by Shem Esoch is different than the Shliches Yad that it says by Shem Echinim. Let us see Rashi. Midarav Shavat Shliches Chesom, that the Kinim Midinokat Makol. Rashi says, close, the Rai is, because since he said he hit him with a makel by stachos, that is a makel. Levi bar plukta sova ain't tzricha chasam. Mishun eshliches yad kloima einoy doima lezu shezu. Now here we'll see a meridike Rashi, which will help us understand the concept of shliches yad. The word shliches yad im loyshalach yodei b'mleches reyehu, it says by Hashem Achinam and by Hashem Asocha. Now let's see what Rashi says. So the im loyshalach yodei that it says by Hashem Asocha does not mean what it says that what it does not mean that what is by Hashem Asocha. Shezu nemro letzayrech. Here Rashi says klor diburim. The shliches yad by it says that by Hashem Mechinim was nemru letzoich. It's coming to tell us the din of shliches yad. Veloi mishtame elo bechesorim. Snarashi is telling us taishmerta. Im loy sholach yodoi b'meleches chayeyo means he was mechaser. The Pekodim, not Teichwelter. Im Leisholach, he was Shelech Yad in the Pekodim, Bim Leches Reyeyu. It seems that's the Mashmois of the Loshen. In Bim Leches means B'mama in Chavei, right? In the Pekodim, he was Shelech Yad, so the Mashmois means he was Mechasa the Pekodim. Aber shel shaim al soch nemro shloi letzoich mashmoi shebo. We'll see soon. This, that what it says, the zachiv shliches yad by shaim al soch, this was written that we shouldn't learn pashtei dekro. Elo ledroshe, the whole shliches yad by shaim al soch is miyuta, and it's coming for droshe, lelamet sha'ina tzricha chasov. So Levi holds like Rabbi Yosi ben Eiroi that the shliches yad of Shem El Socher is meshune from the shliches yad of Shem Echinam, and it means that Philo there was no chesorim bepoil. That's the chiddush of Rabbi Yosi ben Eiroi, and Levi also holds like this. Vani Oimer and Rabbi Yochanan bepoil says. And Rabbi Yochanan says, I wish to disagree with my Rebbe. Rabbi Yosi ben Eiroi said that the shliches yad of Shem El Socher means he only picked it up to be mechasa, but not he was mechasa bepoil. But I say it's not mishune. Umay mishune. Now we're going to go back to Rabbi Yosi ben Eiroi. Why did Rabbi Yosi ben Eiroi say that the shliches yad of Shem El Socher has a different translation than the shliches yad of Shem Echinam? Because Rabbi Yosi ben Eiroi had a kasha. Loitaymar shliches yad b'Shem El Socher. We shouldn't say shliches yad b'Shem El Socher. V'teisi m'Shem Echinam. And I should learn out the chiyuv shliches yad from Shem Echinam. Uma Shaymer Chinom Shepoter Bigneva Vaveda. Shaymer Chinom is killed. Shaymer Chinom is Potter. If it was stolen, it's Potter. It was lost, it's Potter. So Shaymer Chinom has coolest in Chiyuve Shaymer. ואף על פי כן שולח בו יד חייב. שולח בו יד אס חייב. So you see, השם מכינם with all his coolest, שולח בו יד אס חייב, אס חייב בונצם. שם הסוכל שחייב בגני בבעבדם. השם הסוכל אס חייב בגני בבעבדם. So he is, his חיוב שומרם is matal on him greater chumris than the chiyuv shomrim of a shayim achino. Like Kolshke. Savada givis, he should have this chayma of shlichis yad. So it's miyuta. Why does he have to tell me a shayim esoch es chay v'shalech yad? Lemai ilchese kav svino rachmona. So why did the Teicha write bechlal this parsha that a shayim esoch es shalech yad is chayim ba'omtsen? Loi malach shlichis yad eino tzrichi chason. So it's not coming legufoy to tell me that if it was mechasa the pekot nischayim, that's miyuta. I can figure out what the kal v'chayma. So it's coming, so it's miyuta to say not like it's mashmois, and that you're chayev afilu, you were not mechaseret v'poyil, as long as you picked it up to be mechaseret. Let us see Rashi. V'ani oimer Rabbi Yochanan Poligad Rabbi Yosi ben Neiroi Rabbi, v'omar af ilu tzoyrech nemro. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, it's not miyuta, it's not what tzoyrech. V'lei v'svirilei. Rabbi Yosi ben Neiroi, le midrash minei, dein tzriche chesorim. You know, it was written to tell me dein tzriche chesorim. Di mikro kama, if we'd only say the posik by Shem Mechinam, loy teisek adayten lechiyuve yadam achasalem, because that's the mashmois of shliches yad. B'Shem Mechinam nema v'nika balabayis, im leisholach yodim umleches reyeyu. B'Shem Mechinam ksiv shvus Hashem tiyah ben shneyem, ומרינם בשויו, פרשה ראשונה נמרו בשם אחינו, שנייה בשם הסוכה, עושי בתוויו אם לא ישולח, הוי אם שולח, if he was שלך יד, נסחייב בדבורים שהוא פוטר עליהם, then he's responsible for the things that he was פוטר, כגוין שם אחינם בין בגני ובין באונסן, ומי דשולח בו יד, Rashi says, now, what is the longest? Why is he chayav ba'onsen? The mi the sholach boyad, kono, the chayav onsen is because kono, he was koinit, is a kinyan and chayav, v'koma b'shusoy. And now it's in his reshus, so there's a kinyan of responsibilities. He's koinin, he's responsible for whatever will occur with it. That means Shem Achina, before he was Shalech Yad, he wasn't responsible for the Neva Vaveda. Now, Kono Vekoma B'Shus is responsible for it. That's why the Gemara is called, you need a Maisa Kinyan. All cases that it's Kono B'Shus, you need a Maisa Kinyan. V'Shem Asocha Potter B'Meis Oynishbo Oynishbo Daina Wonsen. He's Potter, unless he was Shalech Yad. Shem Achina she pota kozman shlo sholach boyat kidersiv im lo yemot yaganef. They didn't find the ganef nikla balabayis, didn't nishba shlo sholach boyat. He swears he wasn't shalech yad v'loy posha b'shmirosoy upota Hashem machinam. As long as he was mavara, there was no shliches yad, there was no shiye, so he's pota selin lakama b'shmaitin lai v'nikrav shvur. Shoymer socha shechaye b'gnei v'vabedem. The parasha shniye nemro boy. The second parasha is by Shoymer socha. Achsi b'im gonem yigonem. Si yischai b'gnei v'vabedem. Leikoshkein shim sholach boyad chaye b'onsem. So memele, so that what it says, shlichis yad, is miyuta. So it's coming to tell us. So it's coming to tell us that a shomer socha is chayev afilu if he wasn't machaseret. It's not coming legufe, it's coming in the legufe, the pashtis is chasam. It's coming to tell us afilu he wasn't machaseret. Zot Rashi, loim ezot toisvis, loim aloch shliches yad, ein etzriche chesonim. That's what it's coming to tell us. The imtoima, per teisvis, hotinach shemer socha, the yatekolochi. Fine. Shemer socha is miyuta. It's not coming to tell me that yechai when you machasa, because that's a kalvochim of in shemer chino. So, so it's miyuta, that if you want machasa, you pick it up on naslachasa. But v'shem mechina min olam. How do you know v'shem mechina mischayiv without a chesom? Imi shem esocha. You learn how to mamatinu from shem esocha. Mal shem esocha sheichayiv b'nei v'veda. Fakel, shem esocha is more, his shmirah brings on him more obligations. So therefore, his shmirah is mechayiv him. Ba'omsim afal, he wasn't mechaser et b'poil. So how can you learn that? Yishloim ekim in the shlichus yad chayiv b'tavayu, ain't a gili milsa l'melev din shal zeh bozeh. That means if the Torah would have called it a different name, m'melev. But if the Torah says that if shemesoch is chayiv on shlichus yad, so we see over here the Torah called shlichus yad, he gviya al menas l'chaser. That's the terminology of the posik. So then this, so that's the taich of the shlichus yad of the pasuk. So there's a din boz boz, it's a gili milsa ba'alme, it's not a mamotinu. It's a gili that's pshat in the taich of shlichus yad, that he be al menas lishloyach bayad. Fine. Okay, this is Levi. Now, Rabbi Yochanan is chaylik, and Rabbi Yossi ben Oiroi. And Rabbi Yochanan holds, we'll see, Shlichus Yad, Tzricha Chesorim, Sai Bai Shem Echinam, and Shai Bai Shem Esor. V'ani Oimer, this is the Loshen of Rabbi Yochanan, Eina Mishune. The translation of Shlichus Yad by a Shemer Socher is not different than the translation of Shlichus Yad by Hashem Mechinam. And just like by Hashem Mechinam, the translation is Lachasroi, that it was Machasad Bepoyu, so that's a translation of Hashem Mechinam also. Kerabolozo, the Omar, do vedo achasi. Rabolozo said, both are the same. Just like Shlichus Yad by Hashem Mechinam means with Chesorim, Shlichus Yad by Shem Esocha means with Chesor. The Mishum, what did the Mishum deikel mifrach? That means L'chayre, Rabbi Yossi ben Aroy, how could it be the same? I mean, but to tell me you chayv only when you're machaseret, I can learn this out from a Kal Bochayma. Shum deikel mifrach, ma l'shem achinam shekein mishalim tashlumei keifu betoyim tainis ganef. Hashem achinam is mishalim tashlumei keifu betoyim tainis ganef. That means, let us just, we'll try to explain this soon, but let's just say taitshvart at the mile. Rabbi Yossi ben Aroy said, it's a kal v'chomer. Madach Shem Machina Mischayev Vishlichus Yad, Madach Vishem Masach, he says, what is the Kalvachayme? Shem Machina is more Chomer than Hashem Masach. Shem Machina is Kal than Hashem Masach. I'll show you that Shem Machina is more Chomer than Hashem Masach. Shem Machina, if it's Toyin Tain is gone, if he pays Kefal. Hashem Masach doesn't pay Kefal. Because if he Tain is Nignav, he pays, he finished, they're good to talk. So Memele, we see Chumris by Hashema Socha, we see Chumris by Hashema Chinam over Hashema Socha. So Memele, so Hashema Socha also is a Chumri, you pay Keren by Gneva Vaveda, but where do you have the scales that say that Shem Achinam is Kal, Shem Esocha is Chomor. Shem Achinam is Achayma, pays Kefal by Toyin Tain is Ganev. Shem Esocha is Achayma, pays Keren by Gneva Vaveda. Each one is a Chumre. Some in Melis, so there's no Kal Bachayma. You don't have a Kal Bachayma, Madav Shem Achinam is Chay. Ad gvishay mesachas chayim. Uman de loy porich. Ay, Rabbi Yossi ben Noiroi, that doesn't ask this kasha. He assumed that Shomer Socher is more chomer than Shomer Chinam. Man deloy porich, sova, kalno beloy shvue, adife mikveilo mishvue. That means that what every Shomer Socher has to pay keren when it got lost, so that is more chomer than that what a Shomer Chinam pays kefil when he swaffles. So Mamela, so a Shomer Socher is more chomer than a Shomer Chinam. Let us see Rashi. Dovid ha'achasi, Rav Yechonot Dovid ha'achasi, ki mashmoi shorzu, kach mashmoi shorzu. Visheshtayim hutzrichu, ve'ein kan mikro yesa. You need by both, there's no ivrika possible. Mai Dovid ha'achasi, lama shtayim shoves, aloi le'utzrichu ashni, you don't need the second one. Why is it both shoves? Why you say the mashmois of both are shavis? It's miyuta. Shomer chinam shepoitar atzmai betaynes ganev. Kloima. Ganev gonva mimeni. If a shomer chinam will come to Bezdin and say, a ganev stole it from me. Ubo eitim shi yesoi. An eitim will come and say that it wasn't stolen, it's by him. Mishalim tashlumei keifu, d'chsiv im lo yimotza yagalef. V'darshinen bebove kame, im lo yimotza kemo sha'oma, if it's not the way he said, el shuvatz me gonvoy. He was the gander. Aksivacha v'sheyashir nalekim mishalim shnayim. That the shayme pays keifu. Abo shayme l'socha, eini mishalim keifu, shimtoa nignevo, Mishalim Keren. Shreihu Chayiv B'gneve. He's Chayiv to pay. V'tayna Acheres Eino Mivio Oysoy Lidei Keifu. So Memele Hashemel Socho does not have the same case by Hashem Achinom. That means Hashem Achinom he patters himself with tainus gnevim. So memele, by patting yourself with tainus gnevim, you pay kefil for that, if you yourself stole it. Hashem Besocha doesn't pat himself with tainus gnevim. So bekitzer, so that is why Hashem Achinam is more chomer than Hashem Besocha. And Rabbi Yossi ben Roi said, "Karno b'loy shvue, adife mikvelo b'shvue. Chomul shomer socher shechayev v'keren ad shalei nishba l'shaker. A shomer socher, when it's stolen, he's chayev v'keren without a shvue sheker. The chiyev Shomrim is mechayvim to pay. B'mokayim sheshayim mechinam potter. That means in Gneva v'aveide, Hashemel chinam is potter if it was stolen, Hashemel socher is chayv if it was stolen. Da'ayinu Gneva v'aveide. So that is more chomo mishayimel chinam shemishalim keifel. And Hashem Mechinam pays kefil. Umidazu, eina elo la'achel shenishba l'sheker, shenignevo. The Indian of Tashlume Kefil by a Shem Achinam is dafke if he swore false, obeyed him Shugonva. If he is Rabbi Kefil, betoyim Tainas Ganev, Laacher Shvu is Rabbi Kidlakamon Bishmai. Now, I'd like a little, see, Taisi says, to Mahalchim in this Gemara, I'd like a little to try to explain. We hear for Amachlekes, Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yossi ben Nohiroi. Rabbi Yossi ben Nohiroi said that, Pakert, Hashem Ersochel, is chayv b'gneva v'aveide. Why is Hashem Esocha chayv b'gneva v'aveide? He's getting paid. He's getting paid, so there's more obligations. He's chayv b'gneva v'aveide. Hashem Achinam is doesn't have so many obligations. He's part of b'gneva v'aveide. Because forget, you're not paying me, so I'm not mechuyv b'gneva v'aveide. So that is a double pashut, that in the obligations of Shmira, if you're getting paid, you have greater obligations. That's pashut. Less man the polik. That means you're getting paid for it. You demanded to do more. There's a greater chiyuv of Shmira. If you didn't match it properly, you mechuyev to pay. That's less man the polik. We are talking about Shlichus Yad. We're talking about Toyin Tainus Gadav. Now, the Chiyuv of Shlichus Yad is when a person, he wanted to use the Pekodin, he wanted to be Mechasa the Pekodin. Now, this is not from his obligation to watch it. That means when we're talking about you have to watch it more, to watch it less. So that I understand. You're getting money, you have to watch it more. Not getting money, you can watch it less. That's the chiyuv, the obligation, how much to watch it. And then and that... And that is magdil your responsibility to pay. If every greater chiyuv shmirah, if a greater chiyuv tashlumim. But that is the parsha of what I'm mechuyev to do. We're talking about a sheleich yad. We're talking about a criminal. Here we're talking about criminals. That means a sheleich yad. That means you have someone's pekodin. I wanna be mechasa the pekodin. Be'etim. And we'll see a meirdik about the chiyuv of shlichus yad is a chiyuv of shemrim. I mean, only a shemer is chayv b'shlichus yad. This is a chiddush shleich yad b'mitzvus yichayv b'kul. This is mechiyuvei hashemrim. It's mechiyuvei hashemrim. There's a gemara later. I saw that Teresh Muli brings down from Rabbanim Zechena Levroche. That the Gemara had later atzad that there should be a ptul of sheleich yad by bailov imoy. Just like every shema by bailov imoy is potter, so a sheleich yad should also be potter by bailov imoy. He'd be potter, a whole sugya, a posik, and not potter. But Rabbanan said one vote. If there'd be a hava mine, that a shomer is potter shlichus yad by bailavim, so we see one thing. The chiyuv of shlichus yad is a shomer dikedin. It's not, the whatever the chiyuv is, originates al shomer. Al shomer, you have no right to be mechaseret. But chiyuv is not al, a stam as a gazlan. I mean, the whole din of shlichus yad is a shomer. Since you're a shomer, you have chumris, if you do a criminal action. I mean, about that, these chumris arise, al shema. This is achiv of shema. You want to mechas a little bit, you have an oli. But this is achiv that originates mitzad shema. Now we're talking about actions of a shema, criminal actions of a shema. Fact. So now, let's understand. So Rabbi Yossi ben Eroi said, just like we see in the obligations of a shema, we see if you're getting paid, you have more obligations to watch it better. So in the criminal, if a shema does a criminal action, he wants to ishaleh, he has to become. Also, the paying, just like the paying is a sibbe, he's obligated to watch it better. The paying is also a sibbe that ishidiche have these punishments when he does a criminal action. Which between you and me is not so muchach. It's not muchach that since I'm getting, if we're talking about a criminal action, it's irrelevant if I'm getting paid, if I'm not getting paid. The chiv is you al shema, you're doing a criminal action. The Torah was machayev shema for criminal action. Fine. So now we have it like this. Rabbi Yossi ben Eloi said, he understood it now. Just like the payment of a shema obligates him to watch it better, so the payment of a shema should also be a sibid that he should have the punishment what a shema chinam has when he does a criminal action when he's shaleich yah. That was Rabbi Yossi ben Eloi. I forget this. We see the payment makes chumras. Rabbi Yochanan said, I'll show you something. Look, if Hashem Mechinam does a criminal action with his pikod, he says nignav. He pays kefil. Hashem Mechinam, Hashem Mechinam doesn't have this punishment of kefil. So you see that he didn't get paid, and he has a bigger punishment. When we're talking, you can't put these two things together. That means you say, well, just like he's mechuyev to watch it more. So in the onshim of criminal actions, he should have these onshim that Hashem Asachar has. Rabbi Yochanan said, no. Who says that Hashem HaSochel is more chomer than Hashem HaChinam. You see, in the einish of Kefil, Hashem HaChinam is a bigger einish. Here we're talking about an einish of a Shaleich Yad. Here we see in Onshim, Hashem HaChinam is a bigger einish than Hashem HaSochel. The Torah punishes him more. Here we see in obligations, Hashem HaSochel has more obligations in Shemira than Hashem HaChinam. Now we're talking about if Hashem made a criminal action of Shlichus Yad. So he said, well, since Hashem Achinam is Chayiv, so Hashem Esoch also should be Chayiv. Avadi Gibi should be Chayiv. But Rabbi Loza said, I don't see that. And I see in the criminal action of a Toyin Tain is Ganav, he pays Kefil. Hashem Esoch never has this. So he's a different chayma, that he's obligated to watch it better. But when it comes to Shlichus Yad, each one has its chumres. So the thing is to write by each one, it's not a kalva chayma. And that's what Rabbi Loza said. And Rabbi Yossi ben Eroi said, no. I don't find any chayma more by a shayma chinam than by a shayma socha. That what a shayma chinam pays kefil is because he did another avla of a shvua sheker. We're not talking about, here there was another avla being done, not only a criminal action. He swaffles. Oh, he's a real big shaker. So the kefil comes with a shvua sheker. Not that the Torah in criminal actions, the Torah gave a bigger chomer and a shomer chinam than a shomer socher. The chomer is because of the avla of a shvuah sheker. Of a koponim, of a techiyuv eshmire, so all dinim that a shomer chinam has, a shomer socher shezicheh have,